Lime, duh.
Yeah. Let's do it again, baby. Hello.
Woo!
There's a lot of beef out here.
Stupid.
Let's put this in perspective. These are huge men.
Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast, the podcast for comedians to dissect the wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host. The host with the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling, Dan Black, a.k.a. the funniest podcaster in the motherfucking universe. If you turn off my podcast, I will fucking kill you. Coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, baby.
Gabba, gabba, wee.
This girl is, she's mine. Damn, she's mine. What up, jabroniacs? We're back in action for your satisfaction with all our spicy, spicy, muy, caliente wrestling reactions. Oh, man. Lot to cover. A lot to talk about. The spice. What did I say in Dune? The spice is nice. Did I see the right thing? It was Borat with Dune in it.
Yeah, I meant to tell you.
It was Borat with Dune in it. You know what I mean?
Somewhere in the middle of Dune, you stood up in a chicken finger stupor and like wandered over to the theater next door where they were showing Borat for some reason.
Yes, they were showing Borat 1 and 2 back to back, and I got confused. Yeah. You know? So I was like, the spice is nice. Which I thought, I thought was a little comedic for me. You know, Chalamet's there. He's doing his best.
Right.
He's doing his best.
Which is frankly.
He's a B plus. He's a B plus player. He's the Daniel Bryan of on screen. And he's not bad. No one can be like, that guy's bad and ruins movies. He's not bad. He is. You know, clear. I mean, not jacked enough for my taste at all. I mean, Jesus Christ. Can you imagine going on camera like that? You're like, I got to go on the most high resolution cameras that the fucking universe can provide. Right. And what I'm going to do is go full pipsqueak. I'm going to be your fucking little toothpick. This guy has access to all the whey protein in the world, all the cricket protein, whatever source of protein he wants.
Cricket?
Yes, cricket protein. Very high in protein. Cricket.
Are you eating crickets?
No, I do eat elk, though. You know that I am the elk beast.
I mean, I would be more shocked that you were eating crickets because they're vegan.
I got to
start.
They're
not vegan. Never, what the fuck am I thinking? I don't even think of bugs as animals.
Wow. This is. Did you hear
Phil,
this?
Phil, are crickets vegan?
Shame. Shame.
No. But bugs they're bugs. Souls, but they're bugs.
Bugs are souls.
But they're but so are plants. The fucking argument is that.
Patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. Support this podcast. As you can tell, this is a self-produced podcast. We don't fuck with networks. We do it ourselves. Go support us. But let me tell you, we're going to up the...
we're not like those other podcasts where the hosts have rich mommies and daddies, and that's why they have a lot of views and high-quality equipment, because they never had to have a real job. They just did unpaid internships at media companies, because they knew if they failed, they could just go floating back to the bosom of mommy and daddy's wallet.
Baby! So anyway, patreon.com/comedianswrestling, get access to our bonus episodes. Our bonus content this week has shifted a little bit due to Dynamite being on Saturdays. The shift is scheduled, but it's back next week. So our bonus episodes come out Friday. We'll get access to those weekly for a couple bucks. Get access to our Discord server. Join that, because we're going to be adding more components where we correspond directly with the Discord server on the pod. So that's going to be fun. So do that. And then also, right now, you can listen to our... Oh, my God. It's out right now. Go on the Patreon. Every patron level. You can listen to the Malachi / Aleister Black Halloween Extravagance. Where we watch a couple Aleister matches. There's a link to videos so you can watch all the videos with us. Get high and get high to go watch Dune. And we talk all things Malachi Aleister Black. It's dope. Is that a Halloween Mac Black Master?
Yes.
Wow. So Aleister, I mean, all right. Let me finish the announcements before we get into this shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna be doing a Dune Cow Movie Club episode. That'll be coming out probably Wednesday this week. We gotta figure out when we're recording that. Probably the whole crew for that. That'll be fun. We'll talk all things Dune, even though we gave you a little taste. I saw Borat, so I'll be talking mostly Borat. we'll be talking Batista. I call him Part Tusta, because he seems to be mainly going to be featured in Part 2 of Dune, right?
Yeah.
Was that clever?
It's not that weird. It's not that clever.
No, I didn't think so.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that you kept referring to Batista as Vanilla Face. And now it makes sense. What flavor is that?
Lime. Duh. Oh, yeah, I did say it. Did I say that?
Yeah, you were like, Vanilla Face.
Really white in it?
Yes.
I barely even remember Batista. I was way too high to be watching Dune.
Batista, better actor than Jason Momoa.
Interesting. I mean, they both didn't do much or say anything.
Yeah, but Batista's save it for the bonus pod, but like...
Yeah.
Batista's making choices. You can tell. Jason Momoa's choice is like, I'm hot. That's his character secret.
Yeah,
he is hot,
but he does look weird without a beard, right?
He does. Him and Action Bronson actually look kind of similar in a weird way, which makes no sense, because one is like Albanian and one is like South Pacific.
Momoa less hot with the shaven face.
Oh, you think so?
I feel like he's less hot with the shaven face. He have a shaved face.
Very nice.
Well, why did I say? Oh, because the spice is nice.
The spice is nice. Wah wah wee wah.
So I have Patreon. A t-shirt. Yeah. I have a t-shirt that's just the Nirvana smiley face, and then it says Borat voice, my wife.
Beautiful. And people, they respond to this. They love it. They can't get enough.
Yeah, the people love it.
The people, they love it, folks. We love the Kazoom Thunderdome, don't we, folks? Then why not join us for Full Gear? We'll be watching Full Gear November 13th together at the $10 Patreon level, which gets you access to our bonus episodes and the Discord. So become a patron. Support this podcast, okay? We're watching, we can't not watch Full Gear together. That's going to be just a sick-ass pay-per-view.
Yep.
Anyway, listen, I know I keep, I'm going to jump, also, he's here. You love him. He's been talking already a lot, but now here's his intro. He's a nasty, nasty boy, nasty Newman Hagen, Alex Newman in the house. What is up, my friend?
How about it, Dan?
Everything you said before that intro is going to be muted.
Me?
Newman, everything you said before he was introduced, I'm going to mute.
Oh, don't do that.
No, don't
Phil,
do that.
Don't do that.
Phil, stop it.
Phil, don't do that.
Play by the rules.
Phil, don't mess. Oh, my God. He's the least smooth operator. He already talked. Now we got to
rough operator.
Rough operator. Phil Pesapati. Here's his new song. All right, ready? Smooth up. His new song. Here it is, folks. All right. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about with this, and I keep talking about this same topic, and it's so dumb. But every single time I start this podcast, I cannot believe it. Which is like, Dynamite. It is a great fucking time, mm-hmm. And we're just sitting here being like, wow, should we talk about WWE even. And it's just so, it's so crazy. Because it's so crazy to me because there are, like, Lesnar is there and Becky is back and I can't, and no one gives a shit. I mean, not no one. I'm sure some of you are like, I care. But, you know, when you look at this Lesnar run, he came back clearly just for Saudi. And then on SmackDown, he did the, which they did the night after he lost the title to, I was actually there. They did this like 7 years ago when Rollins took the title off him. When they want to write Lesnar off, they have him just get suspended for beating everybody up, like for like just killing cameramen and Adam Pearce, you know?
Right.
And so now he's suspended. And it's like, all right, well, now where do we go with Roman? Do we have anything interesting? So Lesnar was cool, came in clearly just to make a paycheck, which is fine. No shame there. It does lack the passion of what we're seeing over on the other program in that way. But where do we do with Roman Reigns, who's this unstoppable monster now?
I mean, I don't even know what's going on in WWE to give like a fantasy book.
I have a pitch, though, is what I'm saying. So you don't even, it doesn't matter. You don't know.
Okay.
There's only one guy with the record to go at Roman Reigns right now.
Brian Kendrick.
Mansoor.
Oh, yeah.
Mansoor's 4-0 in Saudi.
Right.
Big win over Mustafa Ali. And he beat him again on SmackDown. You know what I'm saying? What about a Roman Reigns Mansoor crown jewel?
I mean,
main event. Yo, the main event, if you want to talk for real, the main event of the next Saudi event should be, if this was running on pure merit, Roman versus Mansoor. He's got, no one is stronger. No one is stronger in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like a non-title match. And
I love that you're taking this seriously.
And he could win.
Mansoor being, oh my God, I die for the memes of Mansoor, like with the Taker streak.
Yeah.
It's still so funny. 4-0. It's 4-0 with the, just doing the Taker pose on the one knee, hand up. Oh my God. Anyway, now that being said, I will say this, folks. I know a lot of you don't watch Crown Jewel because you don't like controversy. Okay? And that's where you and I differ. I love it. Goldberg Bobby Lashley is actually a good time over on the Saudi show on the Crown Jewel. Goldberg spears Lashley off the ramp, like pretty high up. Now, they go through three tables. Clearly there's a pad underneath, but it's still two huge guys spearing. Like Lashley like falls. It looks fucking good. And yeah. Goldberg is jacked up. He clearly is juicing his face off right now because he's probably like, I got to eke out as many of these matches as I can, right?
Right. Well, I mean, now. I also wouldn't be surprised. At his age, right, he's probably on hormone replacement therapy anyway.
Right.
So that he was probably, you know, hey, doc, give me like a couple extra pokes.
Yeah. Give me some pokes.
Give me some extra pokes.
Give me some extra pokes. Well, his doctor's in Philly, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, hey, Bill, I'm going to give you a couple extra pokes of testosterone. And now you got to get nice and shredded to face Bobby Lashley out there in Saudi.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, you know, you can't...
Excuse me. Are these the Rocky steps?
Yeah. These are the Rocky steps, but the statue's down there if you want to see them.
Goldberg spears the Rockies then, and then just takes its place. Oh man, I don't know. Goldberg's still going. It's nuts. That's cool. Anyway, all right. I got nothing else to say about SmackDown, so let's move it over into AEW Dynamite, shall we? Where I have way more shit to say. Okay. So I think we shall begin in the land of, well, of make-believe, many are saying, but in the land of Cody Malachi. I think we should start at the main event.
All right.
Dynamite one thing they do that I know that I notice is, well, we've talked about this a million times, but they kick off the show always with like the most anticipated match, Like they kick it off with the main, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of most shows have two matches that you want to see. So they do a nice job of like Oreo cooking the like the shows where you're like, "Oh, the first match I care about and the last match I care about." You were saying that, Newman, when we were watching Dynamite together.
Yeah. I mean, it was like the first time since I was like 13 or 14 that I was watching an episode of wrestling, like the full episode, because of the main event, like the match that I was excited for. I don't think can be under or overstated what they've achieved.
Yeah, it's fucking great. So they kick it off with this. They main evented with the Cody Malachi match. Which, by the way, we just talk about this match for a second, just in terms of their entrances were sick. I'm very caffeinated right now. Wow.
Yeah.
We're recording early. We record now in the mornings on Sunday, and it's like I hit the coffee and I come in here. Wow, this is like the fucking days back at the UCB days when I would just crush a cold brew.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, cold brewed up at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and I would just crush a cold brew and just come out the gate swinging. Anyway, Cody Malachi, their entrances were both so great. Yeah. Cody's full-on America entrance, his Homelander outfit. You know what I mean? I pop for it. He does have this, like, I'm a baby face, but also, you know, you hate me a little bit thing really going well. I guess I wonder how in control of it he is, although I know because I put on Roads to the Top. Is that what that's called?
I think
Roads
so.
Roads to the Glory.
Yeah.
That was just started playing, and it was on the background of my house. And, like, Brandy was kind of like, I guess the show's edited, like, it feels like it's shot and then it comes out pretty quick. Because he was like, oh, they booed me. Like, he was talking about, like, I'm the baby, but I'm getting booed, you know?
Right.
So I guess he's aware of it. But I wonder if he's where if he's going to start leaning that way. Because he did give himself this big baby win against Malachi. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt like if he lost this match to Malachi, then that would send him spiraling or whatever. But the win kind of keeps him in the baby column, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he did have massive interference on his side helping him. Arn interrupted, Brock interrupted.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's as baby as it can be. It's gray baby.
Brock
Anderson.
Anderson. but yeah, you know, no, I agree. And but the Cody entrance is so fucking, it's such like a perfectly hateable, like baby entrance. You know what I mean? I wonder how deliberate that is, but I'm gonna give him the credit and say it is. America, the American flag nowadays, like, not that I have a lot of American pride. Let's not get into, I know you're going to go down such a dark hole, Newman. Okay, like, relax.
Weird to be a fan of a country.
Okay, I know you're going to get, but it is a weird thing. Like, flags in general are kind of like a, like, when you have like this unifying event of like COVID, it's like, you know, I mean, I don't know if you'd call it unifying, but maybe it was supposed to be.
Right.
We're all like, it is kind of this weird thing just being. I don't know. Nationalism is kind of like odd in the face of a pandemic or something, right?
I mean, I think that
maybe wrong. It's a working theory, folks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We don't. This pod is not a poli-sci pod.
No.
Get into it, but yeah, no. I think it's we are completely divided by COVID, by people who are either you know, dead because they got it because people aren't vaccinated, or they're dead because they weren't vaccinated and they died, or they're not vaccinated and they're alive somehow. And then there's the rest of us with functioning brain stems.
All right. I tried to make this a light thing and then I made no sense.
Never,
and you know what? We're keeping it.
I will never let it be a light thing.
I know.
It will always be heavy.
It's wrestling, folks. It's wrestling. There is something just like, it's a little like Hogan. Like when you're just like, yeah, America. And you're a little bit like,
well, that's
all right. Like a
that's
fractured nation, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that's all I'm saying.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, clearly we're not
right
together. And he's like, yeah, everybody, we're in this together. It's like, what the fuck? No.
But it would also feel weird to me if you were just like, I'm American, and then someone came out like a Japanese flag or whatever, and you're like, these countries need to fight right now. But I guess we did it in the Olympics, right? With no problem. Because right. You're like, right now, it's like we need to be like sharing resources and doctors and PPE, and like, you know what I mean? Right. But we're like, we're the best. Fuck you. There's something like, I don't know. My brain is not clicking with it. But anyway, listen, it doesn't matter. Malachi's entrance, we talked about it a million times. He looks like a fucking mill. They did light the wrong rope. They did light the back.
Yeah.
They did like the back turnbuckle and he was in the front turnbuckle.
We debated
if that was deliberate or not.
No, it was not deliberate, but it worked. I think it looked spooky enough for it to be in his favor because he was like completely in shadows.
Yeah, it'd be a ridiculous, it'd be like a very goofy, deliberate thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but the match was, I mean, the match was sick.
I'm going to watch it again.
Huge fuck up of the big. They do. He does a crossroads through a table off of the apron, and it's in picture in picture.
Oh, yeah, right.
Remember they cut back to it? We saw it. I was like, wait, what? When did this happen?
Yeah, they cut back right after it happened. So I think they probably were just a few seconds off in their timing. But, like, how do you fucking, like, how do you do that? Like, how do you, you'd have to just get lucky.
Up all night to get some.
They're up all night to get lucky and get the shot to get on TV.
Very nice. The spice is nice. But Cody goes over. He has, I mean, I don't like this finish he does. This, like, it's essentially, who's finish? Doesn't
the Tiger Driver?
Ciampa, is that Ciampa's finish also?
It's a Tiger Driver.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I'm not into it.
Why not?
You said he did a pedigree because you were a couple seconds ahead of me. Or somebody was like, oh, he's going to do a pedigree? And then I got really excited. Cody doing a pedigree? What a fucking great idea.
Yeah.
Cody just stealing the pedigree?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought he was going to do it. I think Phil said it, but I think, yeah.
Oh,
Phil
said it?
I think so.
We know Phil. Who? Me? The rough operator.
Right.
He's a drunken operator, folks. He's on the prescribed medications. Do not operate heavy machinery. And he's on the road.
Yeah.
He's on the road. Not to redemption, though.
And not to WrestleMania either.
No, he's not on the road to WrestleMania either.
On the roads to the top.
He's on the roads to the top. Hey. With the roads to the top, there's adrenaline in your soul. Something, something, Cody Rhodes. Adrenaline in my soul. Adrenaline in my soul. Something, something, Cody Rhodes. That is still the best wrestling meme. I still think that's the best wrestling meme I've ever seen.
What is it? Just the lyrics and Dr. Then
Doom one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, it's Dr. Doom. Do we have that, Phil?
Have what? What do we have?
Do we have that meme, the Dr. Doom one?
I don't know.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
So. No.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's in the Discord, but it's like from like months ago.
Yeah, I know, but it's still funny. Oh, my God. Like, you
think I save all these
Patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. Please help us. We need to get some kind of cataloging system for the memetry. No, it's Dr. Doom. It's a panel of a comic book, and it's Dr. Doom with one hand up, and he's pressing the piano to like you know when you I don't know what do you do that you do that to like check if it's like in tune, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got his hand up, and then it happens to be he's speaking in three bubbles. He's like singing in three bubbles, and then someone made it. Some fucking genius made the first bubble, and it's those connected bubbles where they're open. You know what I mean? Like they're connected, so it's 3-3-3. And the first one says. Adrenaline in my soul, and then something, something, and then Cody Rhodes. And that is just the fucking funniest.
Yeah.
I still think it's as funny as the first time I saw it. It's like, adrenaline in my soul, something, something, Cody Rhodes. Like, all right, look it up. I don't know the words. Somebody look it up? Yeah. All right, anyway. What were we talking about? You know what we should talk about? We should just head on over. I think we got a couple today. Let's head on over quickly to the meme corner. What do you guys say? What do you guys think? I don't want to do it without your permission.
I consent.
It's the meme corner. look at some memes in the meme corner. So what I do is I find memes that I like on the internet and I show them to you guys, you know, and it's like a segment on the show, Meme Corner. What do we got? Oh, man.
Got him, dude.
They grow up so fast. It's a picture of Nicholas.
Got
WrestleMania
him.
34. Holding his tag team championship with his long hair, and then it's got a grown up AJ Styles holding the same tag team championship, and it says they grow up so fast. And holy shit, to these two, what an observation! These two have the exact same hair.
I mean, identical.
They have the exact same
identical.
Is Nicholas going to be a wrestler or what? I mean,
where is
can
he?
You
is
imagine the pedigree of having he is a ref's kid? All right, what's the next meme? Let's say the next meme. Next meme. Yo, when you destroy the toilet in a public bathroom,
stupid.
It's bronze.
It's low effort.
Low effort meme.
This is a low effort meme, but it's still not. It's still funny. It's just like it's just Braun Strowman arms up. The ring is exploded.
Yeah, I would have.
Big Show laying on the ring. There's four refs for some reason. There's a stack of fucking steel steps.
Yeah, I would have done it this way. I would have labeled Braun me. I would have labeled Big Show public restroom. I would have labeled the guy in black like checking on him. Like,
yeah,
the guy that goes in after me. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then, like,
yeah, that would have been a lot better. But this one just made me laugh, even though it was so bad. I mean, it's sometimes they're bad that they're good. Like, it's so funny to just be like, yeah, look what I did. Like, just the celebrating of it. I really think it's funny. All right. I think we have one more, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro.
This one's great. This is Teddy Long doing the classic joke. He's came out from the back, GM. Holla, holla, holla. And he's saying, and for the final Squid Game, each of you will go one-on-one with The Undertaker. Fucking hilarious. Oh, man. All right. That's all the memes we had. Thank you guys for stopping by the Meme Corner.
It's the Hot Guy Detour.
Meme Corner. No, it's not the Hot Guy Detour. Oh, the Teddy Long, hot guy, you know? What's the all wrestlers are hot guys, don't we, folks? But yeah, Malakai Black, I do think, just to go back to that for a second, the last thing I want to say about Malakai is I do think he is the head turner of pro wrestling right now. I think it's interesting. I think he is the guy doing, when you look at the kind of matches he has, the look of what he's doing, he feels like a guy who is really focused on character in a way that has kind of been, it's kind of not been around in, I'm talking about the immediate future. Like, since Bray's gone, Who else is really, really, like, developing their character? It's almost a dying art because it's, like, not hip to, like, be a big character, you know? But he's found that perfect blend of, like, this really feels authentically like who he is as a man, but also has, like, this spectral element, let's say.
For sure.
But I do think, when you nail this kind of shit, it you are understanding that wrestling is theater in a way that I think a lot of guys don't really get. I think, like, Darby, MJF, there's a couple guys who understand that wrestling is theater, you know?
Right.
Now, MJF's not a great actor or anything. I think he'll get there. He's very fluid promo. But I do think there's some guys who don't think wrestling. I sometimes watch them like, you know, this is not a real fight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, where you're like, you understand that, like, you guys were booked to do this. So make it interesting.
Right.
That being said, let's jump on over to my new corner, the new corner of the show. I just am making it up right now, but we'll probably keep it because I'm adding some new segs. It's let's head on over to the gimmick pitch. Because isn't a pitch like a place? The gimmick pitch.
A pitch?
Yeah, like, you know, like a pitch. Like, is it a golf? Is there something with golf, like a pitch? Is it, like, can it be a pitch?
Can you be at a pitch or
yeah,
on
can you
a
be
pitch?
At a pitch?
I don't know.
I'm looking up the definition of pitch. Here we go. The steepness of a slope, especially of a roof. I don't know. I think it's all right. Maybe I'm thinking of a ditch. Maybe I'm thinking of a ditch. All right,
yeah.
It's the gimmick ditch. It's the gimmick pitch ditch. It's okay. The gimmick pitch ditch. Everybody, let's. Hey guys, why don't we dive down into the gimmick pitch ditch?
All right.
Do I have a song for that? Well, for now, as a placeholder song, here it is. Let's head on over to the gimmick pitch ditch, everybody.
Somehow perfect.
Yeah.
Ooskadoo, baby. Ooskadoo, baby. Yeah.
Yo, here's the deal. I was thinking about the Elite. I ran this by you last night, okay, yeah. When we were privately watching pro wrestling. In the nude. In the buff.
Right.
Okay?
We all watch. Yeah. You've seen the movie. You know the movie The 10? Where Bobby Cannavale and that one episode, Bobby Cannavale and I forget the guy's name. They listen to jazz in the nude together, and then it becomes like a thing where all the guys in the neighborhood come over and they all listen to jazz naked, and all their wives think they're at church. It's very funny, but that's what we do with wrestling.
That is, yeah. All right. Well, now we've been exposed, and yeah. That's fine. Frankly, I'm okay with it. Now, I see. The thing is this. I think the Elite are calling themselves the Elite because what? They're elite.
Elite.
But I'm not seeing enough eliteness, okay? I'm only seeing elite. Oh, right. Right? I'm not seeing enough eliteness. I want to see more elite behavior. And what better way? And also, they're a little bit Fugazi elite, right? They're a little like, they kind of have like new money feel a little bit. Do you get that from them?
Yes.
Right? Like a little bit of like they're just buying what Gucci tells them to buy or whatever. You know what I mean? Like that.
Trashy nouveau riche.
Yes. Absolutely. What if the Elite has a backstage obsession with lobster? Okay?
Mm.
Now, I'm saying, it sounds like a goof, but right. I'm talking about this seriously. They're always bragging about eating lobster. It's the only thing they have in catering. They have a separate catering area.
Right.
They'll come out. With a tail, holding a finishing a tail.
Right.
Finishing a tail. Yeah. As it is. A lot of shots of them being lobster. They got a fresh tank rolled in. Some weeks they don't even acknowledge it. It's just like a tank rolls by, and they're like, yeah, just put it over there. What were we talking about?
Right.
You know what I mean? I legitimately think this lobster would be fucking sick.
Yeah. I think I'm picturing too, like a table with like lobster on like a plate, and then like there's like side dishes, but every side dish is just more lobster.
Yeah, and then maybe every side dish is more lobster.
Everything. Yeah.
What about they start like dousing people in hot butter sauce? Is that too far? Is that too far? Like they start scalding people with butter sauce? All right, maybe that's too far. Right. But
we can get there. We can earn it. But that's like fourth, fifth, sixth beat.
What if Kenny's just like, hey, you guys know what's surf and turfs? We fucking surf and surf.
That's it.
They're just surf. We only surf. We're only surfing. Okay.
We surf and surf because turf is for surfs.
Then I'm seeing some eliteness. Okay. In the I'm seeing some more eliteness there. I would like to. I want to feel elite. I want to know what these guys
maybe
literally own the company. It's right.
A couple of monocles.
Monocles. I can see a monocle.
Yeah.
Kenny could pull off a monocle.
Don Callis could definitely pull off a monocle.
Don Callis is 2 seconds away from monocle length. I mean, yeah. He is 2 seconds away.
He's about to be monocle Lewinsky.
Folks, I got to tell you, the monocle, I think I'm pro monocle. I mean, yeah. I might be a monocle because I think that if I need, I think monocle is actually a great idea. People don't really talk about monocles, but the idea was that
because most people
you only needed to like see a menu, right? So it just kind of hangs and then you throw
and
it up.
Yeah,
you throw it up. I think people, you know, why is it you gotta, gotta put the glasses on? I think monocles is a fucking great idea. All right, anyway, monocles, but mostly lobster.
Right.
That's my pitch, everybody. So in the Discord, we got Phil. How can we do this the best? See if people like this or not.
Take a poll.
Do a poll.
Throw a poll up.
All right. But we'll talk about. But in the gimmick pitch ditch, I want to know, do you want to see the Elite embrace Lobster? Okay?
I think so. All right. I would like to see it.
We'll throw a poll up, everybody. Make sure if you're on the Discord, patreon.com/meetsrest. It's $2 a month to be part of the Discord, and it's way better than the Facebook group, but also be part of the Facebook group. Thank you. That was the gimmick pitch ditch, everybody. A potential new segment on the show. I think that song staying, right? That's the song? Is that the gimmick pitch ditch song?
It has to be, yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, everybody, get horny for the gimmick pitch ditch, everybody. The spice is nice. Okay, what are we talking about here? Oh, it's a wrestling pod.
Right.
Wow, I have a lot more to talk about here. Okay, let's talk about one more thing, and then Newman, I would like to turn to you. John Moxley cutting sick promos lately. Just want to call this out, everybody. John Moxley, a guy who I, when he was known as the
Lunatic Cringe.
The Lunatic Cringe. Jeans Ambrose.
Right?
Denim Ambrose. He was not doing it for me. His promos were whack. He kind of sounded cool. He felt like a guy who was cool but was not saying cool shit. Now he's officially saying dope shit. His promos are pretty much home runs almost every time. This promo about like, yo, I only give a fuck about my daughter, the thing, and holding the ant. Feels so genuine.
Yeah.
So like, and just being like, I don't really care. I'm here just to like do that. Like, and he's in the tournament. He's like, I'm going to win the tournament. That's besides the fact. Here's where my head is at.
Right.
I believed him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What was the line he said? He was like, something about like he doesn't know if he's going to like come home with like a head injury or a neck injury just because people have to be hurt or something like that. Like something like, It was like a cool line about like how he's not sure, like he has his daughter that he's not sure he's going to be able to come home to some nights because there are people that need to be hurt. That's so fucking cool.
Right. Like some people need to be, they need me to beat them up.
Right.
Yeah.
Would have been easier if I was like a mailman or like.
Man.
So good. And also too, like a good example of like a sort of a timeless promo. Like that could have been any era because it is about him and his real life and how he feels.
Right.
And it's not just, you know, fact of the matter is, you know, bullshit.
It's great. He's killing it. There's no denying Moxley right now. Like I still don't like love his matches, although he's had some great ones.
Right.
He's not one of my guys, but undeniable great work, you know?
He needs some tats.
Tats? You want to see Mox with some tats?
Just like, yeah.
He's kind of in this weird like beef zone. He's like, I can't tell if he's like fat or just like beefing up or I don't know.
He's 6'4".
Yeah.
So he's probably in real life, there's no question. He's like massive.
Right. Anyway, that's sick. Let's move on over to, we'll stay in the wheelhouse of, hold on one sec. Oh, yeah, and here's a transition.
What the Rock.
Oh, that's right, Dan.
Oh, wait, it's the Rock's music. What? Wow, I was about to clearly talk about something else and wasn't at all looking for the Rock's music. Oh my God, the Rock is here. This is unfucking believable. Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
Wow.
Here I am. I'm calling in for my Iron Paradise. Just got done working out.
Let's enjoy your guitar a little bit here.
I'll let it finish.
Wow, the guitar on this song is epic. The guitar on this song.
Yes.
All right, The Rock. Wow, The Rock is here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, no, I mean, look, that is a good song. That's why it's mine. It's the most epic.
Good point, Rock. Good point,
most
Rock.
Most epic, most entertaining song that's ever been recorded. except for maybe my feature with Tech N9ne on Face Off. Have you heard that yet?
I did. I listened to your verse. I saw that. That was pretty cool. You looked really jacked. That was epic. Your song was epic. Those things were
epic.
It
was a historic, life-altering moment for humanity. You know, and I'm just so blessed.
Wow. All right. A little. It was just kind of a rap song, right?
Look, it was. It had number one on the pop charts, number one on the metal charts, number one on the country charts, number one on the rap charts, number one in the box office, number one on Wall Street.
None of that seems true. I mean, it was number one on the country charts.
It was number one in
and number one on Wall Street.
Yep. Zuccotti Park. Zuccotti Park. They couldn't stop talking about it, Dan.
Wow.
And I'm just so blessed. I'm so blessed to have this, you know, my family who is epic, and my health, which is historic, and my Terramana tequila, my brand, is just flying off the shelves. It's number one in Uruguay. It's number one in Guatemala. It's number one in Brazil. It's number one in Argentina. It's number one in Mexico. It's number one in America.
Oh, my God.
I heard this tequila is curing depression. Is that true?
This tequila cures depression. It cures cancer. It is the most epic and historic and life, world, universe-changing tequila ever created. I'm just so humbled.
I mean,
so humbled by it. Yeah, I'm humbled.
I mean, The Rock, Jesus, dude, the epic and historic, you're humbled. Jesus, do you ever live like any somewhere in between? I mean, like, what did you do? Like, I don't know. How was your lunch today? Did you have lunch today?
I had the most amazing pan-crusted sea bass with a tomato confit. It was out of this world. Gordon Ramsay himself made it for me. He said, I've never made a dish this historic in my life. And it's just, you know, we're out here, we're grinding, we're hustling, it's about work, it's about determination, it's about, you know, everything I do, thanks to the fans, is historic. I have a movie coming out on Netflix. It's the biggest production ever in the history of the world.
Is it?
It's the most entertaining movie ever created.
The Rock, I mean, Jesus, this is a lot of superlatives. I mean, you're speaking a full-on absolutes. I mean, listen, tell me. Did you, like, take a piss today? Did you, like, just take a piss today?
I took a piss. It was crystal clear. Oh, I'm hydrated to historic levels.
Oh, my God.
My body is 80% water. Most people 70. I have 80% water in my body.
Oh, my God. All right,
and it's not just, like, visceral fluid, okay? It is Fiji water in my body.
Oh,
80%. It's historic.
The Rock, you gotta go.
I'm just so humbled and happy. All right, I'm gonna go.
You gotta get out of here. You're annoying me.
I'm double parked, but it is the best double parking. It's historic. All right, I gotta go.
Okay, you gotta get out of here. Holy shit, Phil. I mean, the Rock, that was so annoying.
Holy moly.
That was so annoying.
Everything
Holy
he does
shit.
Is the best thing.
That was so fucking annoying. I mean, I don't even know what to say. He's like my hero, but I didn't like that at all.
Yeah. Who let him in here, Phil?
Phil, did you let him in? The Zoom?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was The Rock.
Fair
enough.
Oh, my God. What are we, ranking toilet paper now? All right. Patreon.com/GreensAreWrestling, everybody. Xavier Woods, King of the Ring. Zelina Vega, Queen of the Ring. Okay. Yeah. Means nothing. I mean,
it means a lot. It means a lot to Xavier Woods. He had a really cool little video about how much it means to him. And I like Xavier Woods a lot. I like everybody in the New Day a lot. But very cool for him to get that thing that he's wanted for a long time. Zelina, you know, she gets the Malachi rub, pun intended. And so I'm happy for her as well. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, they made the King of the Ring matter the most it's mattered in a long time this year, to be fair. The crown was like a huge deal on Baron Corbin and Shinsuke. Just, it was, you know, for kids, it was a little silly for me, the whole thing. Especially compared to the kind of, you know, New Japan style tournaments that AEW seems to be running, which are feel like higher stakes and more grounded in actual combat. But that being said, I saw it mattered to him, and I saw a lot of posts, people congratulating him. It's just odd because it's something that like I'm always like, did they even care? Like, it's so odd. It's like, would I care if I won the King of the Ring? Probably, right? Because it's like you won a tournament, so you'd feel it. But then also you'd be like, but it doesn't really matter. Vince is going to drop the ball. Like, Braun Strowman posted his greatest Royal Rumble title, and he's like, yo, the longest running champion of all time, 1,700 days running. Like, you know what I mean? And it does have that vibe. There was that trophy that, like, AJ won in Abu Dhabi in Saudi Arabia. You know what I mean? Like, it is a little, like, these things just feel like kind of participation trophies at this point. They're props more than anything. They're not like winning a piece of the crag or anything. You know what I mean? And so I guess it sucks that winning the King of the Ring doesn't matter, but that's ultimately where WWE is headed right now. Is they're headed to a place of it's just for fun. It's like just fun. And AEW is headed to this place of still being for fun, which all wrestling is for fun. I'm not stupid.
Right.
But taking itself very seriously in the same way that Game of Thrones is stupid, but takes itself very seriously. Right?
Right. Right.
Right? Comedy is serious business. Everything's serious, baby.
It's sincere.
Call me Sirius Black. Okay?
Okay.
The House of Black.
Yeah.
I think they might be setting up for a Wardlow MJF break. Which I think is interesting. You made a hilarious comment we were watching about Sean Spears.
That his gimmick is that he's like a chair specialist. That one. He knows every angle. He knows like the
he's
weight.
He's so like, good with a chair.
He's chairman.
He literally is the chairman. Like, yo, I got to say, I like it more than Perfect 10. He literally set the chair up for MJF to sit in. Like,
who else could do it?
He can't operate without a chair in hand. Like,
well, no, he's almost the only one. He's the only one allowed to operate the chair. He's certified.
Right.
He knows how to place the chair correctly. He went to classes. He's got his license. He's a chairman.
Right. He's certified chairman.
Right.
And and we love that for him. I mean, it's like it reminds me of like it's like in like I don't know, what's a good example? Like in like His Dark Materials. You know what I mean? Like Golden Compass, like you have like a fucking demon.
Right.
Like he has the chair.
He has the chair.
He has the chair, or like when you have a bionic arm or something like that. Like you like yes, or he has like a symbiote, like it's his venom. You know what I mean?
Right. It's a parasitic chair. Relationship.
It's like he cannot function without the chair. Like it'd be so funny if he sucked at wrestling, except he's only good with the chair.
Yeah.
But I do think his gimmick is I think if you had to ask him, he is the chairman. Chair. His gimmick is not like the chairman, like all that play on words. His gimmick is like, I am a chairman.
I'm chairman, like a superhero.
Yeah, like he's like a Mega Man villain.
Yeah, you know what chairman, I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah, chairman, it's Sean fucking Spears.
You beat him,
that
and then
be
you
shirt
get the chair.
His merch,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, like him with like the, and then like a chair
the
coming
square?
Out of the head. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be so fucking funny.
Chairman.
I unfortunately don't think he knows what we're talking about.
No.
And I don't think he understands that gimmick is one-dimensional even.
It's as flat as a folding chair.
People are saying. What else? All right, I want to get your opinion on something. First off, is Jungle Boy bigger than Adam Cole?
Like taller?
Yeah. I think Jungle Boy might be technically a bigger guy than Adam Cole.
I think so. I think he's taller.
Yeah. And I think wider.
Maybe. I don't know. He's for sure. Because he's like really, he's built, he has like a really slender waist. Like he kind of comes in like a V. But his waist is like, he probably wears like a size 28 jeans.
I if anything, they're the same size, you know?
Yeah. I think Cole is a little bit shorter, a little bit thicker. Jungle Boy is taller, thinner.
Yeah. Alex Cole, Adam Cole, Alex Cole, Adam Cole is I guess going to be having a feud with Jungle Boy right now. Is that what they're going to head for?
Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
That's going to be fun. The two small guys.
They'll put on some epic matches. Just Jungle Boy is just really not captivating on the mic. Like, I really think Cole, like, I don't know, would have came more out the gate swinging with him. But anyway, who do we think is going to win this tournament? Do we have the brackets up? I know we have Eddie Kingston going on, but let's see what the.
Oh, yeah. I hope.
I don't know who's facing who next. So that's
I hope Lance look at. Archer is okay.
Here we go. Oh, shit. He got fucked up.
Yeah, that was bad.
I think he's okay. I think we would have heard if he's not.
I think, yeah.
But when you rewatch it, he lands. It looked really bad. He, like, does a.
Also, gimmick.
These big guys got to stop moonsaulting. you know what I mean?
Also, gimmick update for Eddie Kingston. So after the, like, exploding barbed wire death botch, right? And then where he kind of, like, he's kept selling it. And then in the match last night where he, you know, Lance Archer got hurt, he didn't want to, like, throw the X up, so he got back in the ring. Eddie just rolled him up real quick, and that was done.
Right.
Eddie Kingston is not a professional wrestler. He's a professional wrestler. This guy's a pro. Like, he's like, he knows when to, like.
Are you pitching out to him?
Yeah. You're the professional wrestler.
Husker-doo, baby.
Throw it in the old gimmick pitch ditch?
Yeah. I'm a professional. He does right by his I almost said scene partner, by his opponent, in a professional way. He's a professional wrestler.
Right. We love that for him, don't we, folks?
We do.
All right. This is pretty small, but here,
Moxley
I'm looking at the bracket.
Moxley versus...
So Powerhouse Hobbs versus Orange Cassidy, you will face... So whoever wins that will face basically... Who's Moxley wrestling? I can't see what that says.
Number 10. From...
Oh, 10. Number 10. I was like, the name is 10. That's hilarious. All right, so... Probably Moxley's going to win one side of this tournament.
So basically, it's going to be Brian Danielson.
It's going to be Brian Danielson Moxley, right? It's very obvious, this is not that good of a fucking bracket. Like,
no,
this is not that good of a tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this is actually. I didn't look this close at it because I was like, oh, it's a tournament. Cool.
Ooh, but,
and the matches, it's not that. It's
who
not that,
cares?
It's not a well designed bracket, though.
That's fine. It just serves to get us Daniel Bryanson or Moxley. Brian Danielson and John Moxley, which is going to be amazing.
So. Here's the thing. That being said, that's on Full Gear. I'm now putting this together. When Tony Khan was holding the card at the Jags game on the sideline that people took a picture of, it said Daniel Bryan versus Moxley, right?
Yeah.
So because of that, there's a chance they swerve it, right? There's a chance they go Kingston, Moxley or something. Whoa, that's actually fucking cool.
I wouldn't mind. You can't because they're on the same side of the bracket.
I don't think
they are. They're fighting next.
They're not.
No, they're not. Bring it back up, Phil. Oh, my guys.
Brian Danielson and Eddie Kingston are fighting the next round.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No.
Yeah, exactly. So then Kingston.
No, we're going Kingston-Moxley finals. What if Kingston eats out a Daniel Bryan
win? The next
win?
Round where it's Brian Danielson win. Versus Eddie Kingston, and then whoever wins that fights the last person on the other side.
Yeah,
of the
so Kingston's
right, saying
Kingston
be beats Brian Danielson, and then at Full Gear, we see Mox Kingston.
I actually think Orange Cassidy beats Hobbs. He did beat Hobbs, right? He beat Hobbs.
Who?
Didn't it, Orange Cassidy?
No, that's on Rampage. Oh, it might be, but it's maybe. Oh, yes. I think Cassidy went on. But I saw the result of that, but I forgot.
I wouldn't
but
mind Danielson versus Cassidy at all. That'd be great.
Very, I mean, that's happened a bunch in PWG, I think.
Brian Danielson? No, Brian Danielson hasn't wrestled at PWG.
Or not PWG, but I think it's happened. But still.
Yeah. That being said, there are some swerves they could do. If they want to swerve it, they can have Mock. Because they always like schmazz it up. They could have Cassidy go to the finals and have Danielson Cassidy at Full Gear. And they might do it because it got spoiled. But anyway, either way, if they just go straight up Moxley Danielson, that means we get to see that at Full Gear, which is... Who doesn't want to see that? But I would like to see a better design bracket if that's what the finish is going to be. You know?
Yeah. What do you mean? Like where it's just not so obvious? Like who's?
Yeah. Like it's like I guess you can argue Kingston Danielson is not. The problem is Danielson's unstoppable right now, right?
Right.
So he's gonna go, and then they're trying to get over some of the other guys. You know, but like Adam Cole would have been a nice guy to put in here. CM Punk would have been a cool guy to be in this tournament here, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of Punk, nice use of him this week. He'll be wrestling his first match against Bobby Fish coming at you.
Yeah. Nice on-game run-in for him. Like, if he's the guy who's here as, like, the grizzled vet who, like, wants to take on the new guys, and then you have Bobby Fish coming in being a scoundrel, he feels like CM Punk feels like maybe the locker room leader coming right out to be like, yo, what the fuck you think you're doing? In my house? Eat my cookies?
Very fun.
Yeah.
I want to get your guys' opinion on something.
Okay.
So, what's his name? Chris Lambert. Is that his name? Dan Lambert? Chris
Dan Lambert. Lambert.
I think one of the guys I said is the guy who plays Highlander, right?
Christopher Lambert. Lambert.
Yeah. He calls out Guevara for sucking on the stick.
Pause.
Does that matter? Like, is that breaking, you think? Is it too far to be like, you suck it at on the stick? First off, stick's too inside of a term to say.
He said stick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too far.
I don't know. I'm kind of like, I guess like when Cena was like, it's called a promo, you're going to learn how to do it.
There's that too.
There's that. Yeah. But John Cena's kind of known for doing that. It's a complaint you have of him. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. But I kind of dug it because it was like, I've been talking about Guevara lately, and I'm like, he sucks ass on the microphone, but he's such a great wrestler. So at least we acknowledge, like, top of intelligence acknowledge, like, his hole, right? In his game. So I kind of dig it.
And then he did the picture-in-picture, like, Bob Dylan, like, message board promo.
Yeah.
Subterranean Homesick Wrestling.
Last, where did I put this? Last thing I want to do. Oh, that's what I wanted to do. I forgot to bring up this one last Malachi thing. The thing you sent us. So he loses to Cody. Cody goes over. And, at first you're like, it sucks because just Cody beating Malachi sucks ass. But it's good to not have the danger that he's undefeated and, Don't fall to the streak match thing with him. It's like, let's like him and know he can get pinned, you know?
Right.
But his post was, the entire world is a graveyard. And if you think this was about putting my shoulders on the mat, you're rudely mistaken. My job was to destroy you and your world. The entire world hates you, and you've become the beast I set out to make you, and I was willing to sacrifice my blood for it. Enjoy the seeds I planted for months. House always wins. Hashtag House of Black. I mean, is that not some next level wrestling shit? Is that not a guy realizing it's not about wins and losses? Is this guy like perfectly encapsulating my joke about how what it was the best wrestler because he wins a little bit more matches, right? Like he's the best basketball player because he scores a little bit more points.
Right.
He came out here and he ruined Cody's image.
Right.
And he literally did it theatrically by spraying mist in his face. Like, right? That was, like, the moment. That was the match. He got moved. It's like, I came in here to... If Malachi Black's thing is, like, actually he's a heel who sucks your baby heat, you know what I mean?
Pause.
What would I say?
I'm just saying,
it sounded dirty?
No, yeah, you gotta say pause after something like that.
Shame!
He'll suck your baby heat. You know what I mean? disgusting.
Double pause.
We're having fun, though, aren't we, folks?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We're having fun?
Mm-hmm.
If he comes out, he's supposed to be the heel, but everyone cheers for him. You know what I mean? But he's still being demonic.
Right.
It's pretty fucking cool, you know?
It's the best. He's the best.
Where
do
you go? Do you feel like that's the end of their feud?
Yes, I think, well, for now. Think that...
Because he's like, did what I needed to do. Like, he's like, I feel... He's like, I feel above wins and losses. I feel like I got what I wanted here, which was to, like, ruin your fucking world. And I did.
Right. Because now we're going to get Malachi versus Pac.
See, here's the kind of shit... Sorry, I'm fucking... But here's the kind of shit that, like, I'm like... With wrestling, like for wrestling, can be like a little more fluid. It's like imagine like the next time Cody's getting booed, Malachi comes out and just starts laughing on the top of the ramp. And it's like and he's like that, like aha, like I did this, and he's always taunting him, like he's a specter of like Cody's fucking failures as to be Hogan. You know,
I like that.
That's cool. I think that's what wrestling never gets to. They never get there, you know, or not. They don't consistently get there, you know, because the show is not like a live, like where some of the stuff we did at UCB, like go do that, because it's more improvised and it is television and it has segment based, and you know, wrestlers literally like leave when their segment's over. You know what I mean? So it's hard to do that, but man, that would be fucking cool. But he's doing great shit.
Because if it were like a TV show, there would be like flashbacks or something. Like Cody would have like he would be getting booed, and then he'd have like a flashback to like Malachi saying, you know, whatever. It would be cool if they did something like that. They could like pre-tape that. Just have him come up on the fucking Jumbotron laughing. Like it'd be very I think that would work.
Jumbotron is a great way to do it. The old Jumbotron. When his face looks really with the paint, great shit. He's really fucking killing it right now. There's nothing. It's awesome. We're all loving him. It's the spooky time of year. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Love it.
I'm really interested in what happens next with Malachi. Like, because each time each match he had, his like face paint is getting more severe. So now that he's lost, I wonder if it's like even more next time. You know. Less incremental, more of like a bigger shift into his face being fully painted. Just
love
good
it.
Shit.
All right, before we get out of here, I'm going to answer a couple questions on the Discord. So this is how we reward the patrons for you guys. There's a section that is pod questions. It says bonus pod questions. We're going to change it to pod questions. I'm going to answer questions for you guys and give you shout-outs when I do. Although some of you, I don't know how to find your real names. Newman's going to... Really, you're going to have to show me how to do that. But Taylor Corey, it says, on a scale of the man with the cow tattoo, you know?
Yes.
The man with the dragon cow tattoo. We need a dragon cow tattoo. Someone needs a dragon cow tattoo.
On you a scale, see that movie?
The man with the
dragon girl with the dragon tattoo?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It's a very good movie.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they never made the other ones.
They didn't?
No, they exist.
The girl with the sorcerer's stone.
I think it's the girl with the spider necklace.
The girl with the prisoners of Azkaban.
Yes.
Talk about the CM Punk movie, The Girl on the Third Floor or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, man, we did see that. That's not a good movie.
On a scale of 9 out of 10. What is this? On a scale of 9 to 10? I think that's a typo, but it's mad funny. On a scale of 9 to 10, or he's just being funny. Like, obviously,
he's just not letting you not be excited about it.
Right. Yeah. How excited are you about the crowning of King Woods? Newman sold me on it. I'm actually, when we get off, you're going to look at his post about that, because I didn't care. I tend to not care about King of the Ring. I haven't cared about the Kang of the Ring since, like, the last time I remember where I was, like, excited about a King of the Ring tournament, I think, like, Kurt Angle won it, like, a long time ago. It's always been kind of like, but Booker T won it. He was like King Booker for a while, and then like he held on to that too much. I always think the King, when you latch onto the King gimmick, even though it's unfair to judge any WWE wrestler because they're so scripted and so controlled creatively. Look at Dean Ambrose, the transformation into his actual vision of that character. I always think it's like a crutch. Like, it's like you can't get over it without just calling yourself Kingness. Like, I'm the King. It's always like a weird... I always find it weird to be like, I'm a king. You know? I don't know. But Xavier Woods seemed like it mattered a lot to him. So that makes me, I would say, a 9. You don't give me much choice here, but I'll say 9, which is lowest and still very high.
Technically a 1.
Technically a 1. This is a 1 to 2 scale, you know?
Yeah.
all right. Let's see. I don't want to talk about that. Wow. All right. Let's listen to this. One of the subplots of Roads. This is from Susan Lloyd, patron. One of the subplots of Roads to the Top is Brandi's return to the ring and future title run. Is this something we need, given the progress the women's division has made while she was on maternity leave? Is there a place for a little Brand in the title picture? You know, God, I was watching that too. And I think that it felt like she understood if she wants to come back, based on the reality show clip I saw, she knows if she's coming back, it has to be in a heel fashion. I think she understands that, you know? So Brandy, you know, look, there's a lot of value in Brandy. Don't ever write anybody off. She has a clear character, a clear, like, shoot character as Cody's wife, you know.
Right.
And so there's definitely room for Brandy in the title picture. I think Brandy fits better in as, like, the GM of the women's division or something. Like, I think that would be a way better role for her, you know, because the women's division can, and then she can wrestle like when the same way that like Stephanie does, you know, sometimes. Right. But if she wants to do it, let her do it. There's room for her. But in the title picture, I think if I'm her, you need to get earn your keep like Britt Baker did, you know, and that's what I would do if I'm her. I'd show and literally I'd have some blood, sweat and tears that people can really point to.
Yeah, you know? I think that's the right answer because I think it's a two-part question. It's like, is it something we need? Yes, we need more women wrestling. Is there a place for her in the title picture? Maybe not.
Right. Cool. So, all right, let's do one more question from Dan McCauley. Are Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar destined to have a tug of war over a world championship forever? Referring to Crown Jewel finish. You know, you bring up a really awesome point, which is like I don't really have I think about because it's like when we say what do you do with Roman, we always come back to Roman Lesnar. It's always the move. So right. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, really. Like it's always the match that mathematically for like 7 years we come back to, and but I think that's a flaw of WWE.
Right.
But also plays to the strength of a Lesnar as well and the booking of Reigns. So it is cool that those two have this feud. But I would say this, and I'm processing this in the moment. For guys who have feuded for like 7 years, we fail to really truly invest in audience. You know what I mean? Like really think about it. They feuded since WrestleMania 31 was their first match, right? Mm-hmm. So now we're going to be at WrestleMania 38 in April. So, can we really give them, like, right? Can we really give them this much credit? Like, it feels just like mathematically what we want to see, but not in your guts what you want to really see.
Right.
So I actually would say it's not a really it's not that it feels like right, but it's not that great, right?
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Yeah, and that's why. They moved Seth to Raw, I noticed. And I'm like, Roman Seth is the main event of WrestleMania 38. And they'd be foolish to not go that way. You know, that's the move. So now it doesn't matter because Seth could just still win the Royal Rumble and just go after Roman. So it really doesn't matter at all.
Right.
But that's the match, no?
It's the match.
That's the match. Yeah. But Seth needs to drop this whole thing he's doing. He needs to drop. It sucks. I'm gonna go. What Seth is doing really great work with what he's doing, and he's clearly having fun and blah blah blah. But like, Seth Rollins needs to function as, and like he works when he's just straight up burn it down, take myself too seriously,
right?
Like, you know what I mean? It's like I understand like he wants to have fun, but like we want the music back. He is like the AEW wrestler of WWE, where it's like. You know, he's like just the best guy. It's like let him be a little lame and let's see fucking Architect Seth. Like let's see Burn It Down Seth, where he comes out, he's the man, and you're like, I just love this guy. And like, yeah, he dips, he gets a little boring every once in a while, but like right now, what he's doing is like
weird,
inauthentic. Yeah. You know, it's just goofy. So like, he does a good job because he's a talented guy, but it's like Messiah. Is he Messiah? It's like now he just has like. It says Burn It Down, but he has like a shittier song, right?
Right.
And like you could argue it's resting it, but I'm saying by the time Royal Rumble rolls around, I want to see Burn It Down Seth back straight up. I don't care. Babyface, call himself Beast Slayer, whatever the fuck. I don't care. Let's just go that way. The other match is maybe AJ Styles, Roman, but then you have to turn AJ baby. There's so much work to do, you know?
Gimmick pitch ditch time for Seth Rollins. He's not the Beast Slayer. He's not the King Slayer, right? We do Seth versus Roman, and Seth is the Shield Breaker.
Seth is the Shield. Oh, my God. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how that ties in with Moxley, but Hey, here's what I'll say.
It's Seth versus Roman. The like, get your head on straight, bro.
I know.
He's the Shield Breaker.
Yeah.
He hit Roman in the back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he's the Architect.
Yeah, but he's the Shield.
He calls himself the Shield Breaker just to, because that'll be a cool shirt, cool merch. Right. I like that. I think that ultimately, and they still own Ambrose's thing, so they could put Ambrose on a shirt. You know, they could do whatever they want with that.
Right.
But I'll say this, the last thing I'll say, and then we'll get out of here. And we'll be back Friday, bonus episode. We'll be talking Dynamite, everything going on there, CM Punk's first match on Dynamite. It's pretty cool that I still cared about WrestleMania. So that's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Rumble. That's good. That's
good. Well, yeah, once the Rumble comes, the Rumble's always fun.
Right.
Mania is always Mania. But their day-to-day product, it's like, it's just there.
Right. Yep. Hey, so join the Discord. We'll be answering your questions more on, we'll be answering them on both pods now just to interact with you guys more, give you guys shout outs for supporting the podcast. And we'll be doing the Cal Zoom Thunderdome November 13th, watching Full Gear together on Zoom for the patrons at the $10 level. Right now you can listen to the Alistair Halloween Extravagance, where you smoked weed. And then we'll have the Dune Cow Movie Club episode coming out this week also.
We did
some weed. And everybody. And thanks to The Rock came by. He had an epic. The Rock was epic on here, would you say?
Yeah.
I actually think this was an epic episode, okay?
Yeah. It's a historic episode, I guess.
Everybody, we love you. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses.